Good? Okay. Zid Mikol Chaim also. So, this week's parsha, this is the best week's parsha to begin a Shir Nevodas Avoide, because it's a posuk. Right? In Mem Zayin, Mi Ben Shoshim Chshana Vamala V'ad Chamishim Ben Chamishim Shana Kol Ba La'avod Avodas Avoda V'avodas Ma'aseh Ba'o Amoid. So Avodas Avoda is this week's parsha. So Rashi brings here that it's an Avoda for another Avoda. It's a Shira, so this is a very good week. I called years ago we had a series of shirim and sending them out, and then one week I got a phone call from a chaver of mine, just very close. He says, they want to know in Tosh why you didn't send out a shir this week. I said, what? He goes, yeah, they're following on why you Torah. I said, what? Go believe it. So Baruch Hashem, over the years I became close with a very special, very chashev yid. He was the menahel in Tosh for 40 years. They introduced me to him. They said he was the cane, the stick that Tosh Rebbe leaned on for 40 years, a lifer. And I called him last week. I told him we're starting a new shir, and I asked him to go to mention by the tzion that we're going to starting a new he mentioned by the Rebbe that we're going to be learning the sefer. Avodas Avoda. It's hard to explain until we just jump right in. But it's the best Musar sefer, and it's the best Chassidus sefer. It's the best of both worlds. Everything is in there, but it's fire. It's not for the lighthearted. So if anyone wants to leave now, you can take a cookie and make a lechaim, and no judgment zone over here. But this is real stuff. So the style of the sefer is where the Rebbe will ask a few questions depending on the parsha, 2, 3, sometimes even 4 or 5. He'll answer all the questions, and once he has the yisod built up, then he goes through and then he becomes a vor. Like, what do you do based upon what we just said? So then, what are we going to do with that? So if you look, we'll start where it says. I'm not going to read everything inside, but if you see on the left hand side, in the front page, he quotes again. This is the classic style of the sefer. It says, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe leimor soas rosh bnei Gershon gamhim leizul." Oh, shalom, shalom. This is your zechus. Okay. So kvar dit to come before Shem Betevas gam heimim. Also, Yusuf Lachor, it seems to be extra. Rashi Kodesh Pirish Masha Pirish. Rashi says he's going to do va'od the elid meal. Okay, so Rashi has, why is it gam heim also them? Va'od dit to ku, it seems in is the Orachayim HaKadosh, al-lash nesiyas rosh, ha-nimakan. So the Orachayim HaKadosh says that Noso is like, means to, you're going to get more of an elevated status than the brother. That's why the word is used. Lachora, have the name of Pako, just count them as B'nai Gershon. Kemosha Kosuv, Acharkach, Tifkod Osam, Ke, count them. Vechin Yesh Ledakli, Beparshas, Kisisa, Dechsiv, earlier in Chumash Mos, Kisisa as Rosh B'nai Yisrael, Havali Lamem, should Ki, Tifkod, as B'nai Yisrael. So Tifkod is counting, why is it Nosso? Okay, those are his questions, why is it used? Yivur al Piha Yidua. So we're going to explain this based upon what is well known. Kitach les binyan hamishkan, the whole purpose why we built the mishkan, ha'isikidei lishros hashchina kadosha belibos bnei Yisrael. The reason why we had a physical structure of mishkan is that the shechina should dwell inside of each and every one of us. Ki or shechinaso yizbarach shehayir betoch binyan hamishkan, because Hashem shechina was in actual physical structure of mishkan, hayir misham letoch libo shakol echad ve'echad miYisrael. It went from the mishkan into the hearts of every single Jew. Shmos HaKosov, as it says, v'asu limikdash v'shechanti besocham. Now everybody thinks this is a chazah, but it's not. They point out correctly. Darsha alzeh quotes the Shlah and it's the Alshich. Besochol ne'amar, doesn't say in it ella besocham. I'll dwell with them. It's not a chazal. It's from the Kadmonim, but it's not really a Maimer and Gemara. Dahayne betoch kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. So again, Hashem wants the Shechin to be inside of every single one of our hearts. V'ze'in, and that's the whole idea we're talking about. Shetziva kosh baruch levnei Yisrael lifnei binyan hamishkan. Hashem commands us before building it. V'yichli truma me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo. Why does it say whose heart motivates him? Take a collection from anyone who gives. But the ikar, the focus is on that nediva slave, that generosity of the heart. Hayinu shekol ish Yisrael yinadiv levavo. You donate your heart. You're giving your heart over to Hashem. Dahayinu sheyekadish v'yitahir levavo. You have to be mekadish and you have to purify your heart. Sheyemokom mishkan lehashoras hashchina also litvorach. That your heart can be, you have a fine wine. You can't serve a fine wine in a disgusting cup. You have to clean out the cup. You have to have a proper kli that can hold the ore. You have to have a proper vessel. You have to have a proper heart to hold the kedusha of the shechina. Ukvana zu. And that was the idea, that was the kavanah they had when they made their donations. But Ahavos Hashem, Rishbe Esh Asher Ba'ar Bilvam, with a fire of Avas Yisrael, Avas Hashem, those burning inside them. Limser es kol teshukas levavim hashor shechinas yisborach. The teshuka, the desire, what they wanted was to have Hashem shechin inside. Valzen in Shir Hashirim, as it says in Shir Hashirim, al Mishkan Shilo, referring to the Mishkan, Apirion Asolo Hamelech Shlomo Me'atzi Havonon. Amudav also kesef, redif also zahav and mekavo argaman torcha rutzuf ahava. Rutzuf means it was flowing. It was with love. Shebini mishkan hay rutzuf ubone me'avas bnei Yisrael. The building of the mishkan came through an ahava because you had an ahava for Hashem and for wanting it to be the mishkan. So that's what enabled it to take place physically. V'mashe bnei Yisrael nidvu levavam ba'avas rabba l'Hashem. We donate our hearts. There was a physical contribution, but what we gave was our hearts. V'hinei yedua. Next paragraph. Ki yeshnam b'nefesh ha'adam tlas moichin. So now, the Gebayim explained to me, the Tosh Rebbe quotes a lot from two major sforim. One is the Tanya, and the other is the Maharal. So he's going to quote now, and I'll be pointing out certain chapters in Tanya where he's referencing here. So there's an idea, in that's what Chabad stands for, right? Chachma bina vadas. That's the Holy Soul. So there's three mental faculties. Not for now, but just to give a brief, like, you know, a bullet point. Chochmah is that flash of intellect. Bina is where the idea is processed and developed. And das, when a person feels an intellectual connection to the idea, not just to say Avos Yisrael, Yiras Hashem, but to feel a connection with the das. Like whenever you find das in Chumash, it's a chibur. Adam yoda es chava. It's a connection. So chochmah, bina, vadas are three intellectual. So he says here, Tlas Moichim, we have three intellectual faculties, Shem, Chof, and Bina, Vadas, V'Shev, Amido, Shebelev. Then we have seven emotional attributes, which we're familiar with, is the Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus, Shehim, Ches, I've recorded, Chesed, Gevura, okay, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, fine. Kidei, Ukidei, Sheyizke, Ha'odom, Lekadish, Sheva, Hamidos, Shebelvavo, in order to be Mekadish, our emotions, Tzarech lekadish mikodem first tlos hamoichin shibirosh. So the first step, and this is a Chabad concept, that the moach comes first, and through a proper intellect, will then the emotions will follow, will flow from that. Ki kol sheva hamidas mishtalshulus b'mechinas chachma shehem hamoichin. All that comes out from chachma, which is the first intellectual character trait. K'moshe matzina v'seder habriya, like the world was created. D'chsiv says in pasuk bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. Betirgim, betargim, and Yerushalmi, the way it's explained, it's translated, bechochma, bara shemaya va'ara. So with chochma, bereshis is the first, and that's in Hebrew. The Aramaic is with chochma. With chochma, that was the plaint of reishis. In English, they translate the book of bereshis as Genesis. It means the point of origin. It's very accurate. Where an idea moves. You know, chochma is something like koachma, that idea just pops into your head. So that's the point of origin, that's the Big Bang, right? That's bechochma. V'chein hu b'zor kodesh, b'reishis bar elokim, b'chochma sa demalka, with the chochma, the wisdom of the king. Ki kol seder heshtalshlus ha'olamos, nimshach m'b'chines chochma. Seder heshtalshlus means how everything descends and comes down into this world, into our reality. It all starts with chochma. Moshe Kosov, it says in Tehillim, "Kulam b'chochma sisa." You made everything with chochma because everything starts with that. K'mochein b'nefesh ha'adam. So the move is just like it exists in the universe; it exists inside of our internal universe. And if chochma was the tool that was used to create the whole world, that's how it happens in our own inner movement. It starts with chochma as well. K'mochein b'nefesh ha'adam, kachu seder heshtalshlus. So the emotions come from our intellect first, just like chachma is in the world, so too chachma is inside of us. So to purify the emotions in our heart, first has to happen, our intellect has to be in place. You can rule over the midos in your heart. That's a direct quote from Tanya. So this is the aleph base of Chassidus. The aleph base of Tanya is that the mind rules over the heart. There was a famous chassid of Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tanya. His name was Reb Shmuel Munkus, and he was a spy. The Tanya was against Napoleon. If you know about this, there was a very, very big machlokus between the tzaddik. Are you going to support Napoleon or are you going to go against Napoleon? So Lubavitcher was very much, was Eish Lahav against Napoleon, so much so he sent his own chassidim to be spies. So the story is told. Napoleon was like a short, but he's a frightening man. And he realized that there was a spy inside the French army that was giving them secrets because they were losing their battles. So he stormed into the map room where they had like everything, you know, spread out, and he ripped open the shirt of Reb Shmuel Unkus, and he says, "You're a spy." And he quickly put his hand on his heart to see if he was like start getting nervous. And no, he really was a spy. but he said, "The Aleph Beis of Chassidus saved my life, because the Aleph Beis of Chassidus is the Moach is Sholeit al Halev. The head has to rule over the heart. So I realize now, if I start panicking and letting my heart be faster, Napoleon's gonna figure me out. I'm really a spy. So my Moach, my intellect told me what, my Chachma told me what I have to do in this case. I said, "No, your Emperor, your Highness, I am a loyal servant. I'm here with you in your army." And he felt my heart. He saw that I wasn't panicking. I answered calmly. He walked away. So that's the Indian over here. So when a person understands something intellectually, that now influences and comes down into other groups of Chassidus. Had a different approach, but this is the Tanya. This is what the Avodah Savodah, the Tosh Rebbe, is saying. So let's continue. Now he says again, we still haven't answered the questions yet. Now he's going to put it together. That the Chacham has his eyes in his head. Pirush shachacham mistakel beikar al bechinas harosh shuha moichin ki al ideish mekadish bechinas hamoichin memele yuchal lekadish esheva midos shebelev. So the Chacham is working on getting his rosh first, his intellect, and then it'll figure out the emotions in the heart. That's what it's hinted at. The Gemara in Eretz says, "Gufa basaresha azil," that the guf, the body, is dragged after the head. So this is a famous Gemara that really everything starts follows after the beginning. So the head is the beginning. It's the rosh, and then the body follows as well. Guf from Romans of Sheva Midos. Your guf is hinting at your seven emotional character traits. Kamosha Amu we say, but Tikkuni Zohar Chesed Duro Yamina. Then in Zohar, we know that the different midos correspond to parts of the body. So chesed is the right arm, gevura dura, the smaller gevura is the left side, v'zeh gufa basaresha azel, right? So it explains how tiferes is the front, is the torso, and chesed, hod is the right leg, netzach is the left. It goes to all the parts of the body, how it lines up. So the body follows the head. Shekol sheva midos nimshachos achar hamloichin shibarosh. But the key is, so it is this, that the head is our intellect. That's what we have to work on first. And I was going to bring this down to answer the questions. Lechein lifnei hakamas hamishkan. So before you can build the mishkan, she'az hutzuchu b'nei Yisrael letahir levavam liyos mokum mishkan Hashem. So we had to make our hearts into a fitting place for Hashem's shechina. Amar Kosh Baruch Moshe ki sisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael. So now we understand new pshat in the pasuk. Lift up, elevate. Kisisa, like nasa, like the Or HaChaim said that nasa means to have an elevated status. Make it a higher level. The rosh, the heads of the Bnei Yisrael. Rosh b'chamaz b'chinas hamoichin shebarosh. Here's a hint to the three intellectual character traits of chachma, bina, v'das, which is in a person's head. Rosh. V'zeh kisisa es rosh shebe. To elevate that, ki Moshe Rabbeinu hisig bechinas chachma, he understood this. Lechein haya bekoichu laharich betoch nefashos bnei Yisrael. He was able to give this over. She yizkil lesakim bechinas moichin shebarosh, va'aydei ze yehei bekocham lahashlit hamoach al sheva midos shebelev. So Moshe was imparting the ability for the Klai Yisrael to have the intellect rule over the heart. With this power, with this energy, they could purify their hearts. Therefore, since their heads were elevated, their heads are now able to purify their emotions. The head purified the heart, and the heart made it a place where the Shekhinah could dwell. So that's now what our whole parsha is talking about. Ki kasher b'nei Levi nasu es klei hamishkan, when they were carrying the kelim from the mishkan, nizgala aleihem oros gedolos me'ashoras hashchinasu yizborach shebimishkan. When the Levim were doing this, there was a certain light that were being revealed to them, their connection to the mishkan, serving in the mishkan. Lechein, therefore, hutzvichu mitachila beforehand letahir levavim beyeser se'es. So they had to be even more. You know, there's three levels. There's the shechina, Machane Leviya and Machane Yisrael. So Leviyim were closer, so they had to have a higher level, had to be mitar themselves, like the pendulum swings. So the more kiddush you're going to bring in, the more you have to prepare yourself. Shehei levava makam muchan lahashvar shchinasu yizbarach. Lechin amra kodesh baruch lemoshe nasa es rosh. lift up their heads. That's what we started off with. What does it mean? Sheina saying v'yagbia es bechinas harosh shelhem. Elevate the aspect of the head within them, within the Levium, elevate the Rosh, elevate the Moach of them. Dehayne bechinas hamochin shebarosh, their intellect. V'ayizeh, that answers gamheim. They also, that was one of the questions. Why does it say this? So we answered now, gamheim, lebeis avosam. Haynu gam sheva hamidos hanimshachos acher hamochin, those seven midos that are going to him. So then, gamheim, they also yisna'uksu, they also will be elevated. If the head is elevated, then gamheim, then the midos will be of him. Yes, chabru leveis avosam will be combined, will make a chibur, literally the house of their fathers. Haynu el bechinas hamochin shehe hachochma hanikras abba. Right, beautiful. That chochma is called abba. So now, beis avosam, the house of their fathers, the midos, the gamhein, they're also the midos become elevated back to the place of the moach. The bnei shehu av lechuluhum ki yedua. Quotes of Zohar that this is the father that is in chochma. Is called Abba, and Bina is called Ima. These are Kabbalistic terms. Va'al yidei zeh yuchul l'tar es levavam l'harshars shekinoso yisborach v'yiske shusra aleihem or shekinoso yisborach be'eis nosam el klei hamishkan. Okay, so we got to the first part. So he asked the question: why does it use the word noso and gamheim? Like it says, count them. Noso means to elevate, and the way you elevate them is by focusing on the head. The person has to have their intellect properly aligned, and then the emotions can follow after that. But if you have krum svaras, if your intellect is crooked, then your emotions will be crooked also. So that's the first step, and the whole point is we really want that the shekhinah should be inside everyone's heart. Heart means emotions. But the only way to get to that stage is to first elevate the intellect. That's the first step. Now,
is it either learning Torah? Is there
a... Oh, so he's going to say that later on. That is the way that one brings. He's actually going to bring that out in the piece. That's through learning. That's the only way to do it. And different groups have different opinions as to what to learn before davening. Everyone should learn something before davening. In Ishbitz, in Radzin, they learn like Mishnayos and Gemara. In Chabad, I was going like Chassidus before davening, but to learn Torah beforehand, that's going to be the key to clarifying and elevating and refining one's intellect.
So, well, I mean, there's an opinion that the halacha should be clear, right? That you should have like a settled mind before.
Halacha psuka before davening. Yeah, correct. Baruch Atah Torah Melech Olam Shachol Nigro. So now. Once he's given us the yesod, now he's going to tell us like what we do with it. That was psukim. Okay, now we go next level. That's the way they say it. That's where the star starts, right? That's the end. So here we go. Inyan zebolamid derech levnei Yisrael b'chol makom b'chol zman. The Torah is eternal, not just talking about Jews in that generation. So it's for us right here, right now. When a person wants to purify his midos in his heart. We all want the Shekhinah inside of us. We want to sense the Shekhinah. First, we have to be Mekadish as Bechinas Amoichin Shibarosh. We have to purify our intellect first. How is it? Here we go. What Aaron said. It's through learning. Torah comes from Hashem's chachma. Again, this is a lot based exactly on Tanya, that the Torah is Hashem's intellect. And the greatest deveikus you could have is when your intellect merges with Hashem's intellect. So in Chassidus thing, the Chassidim don't learn. Chassidim have such one of the greatest motivating prokim in learning Torah is Tanya, Perek Dalet, Perek Hey. But the deveikus that happens when your intellect, when a puny human being can grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intellect, that's the highest level. Now that we've got the Torah and the Chochmah comes into our lives, we can connect ourselves to Hashem's Ratzon. Ki So there's actually even a higher level than Chabad. It's not even one of the Sfiros. It's something called Keser, which is Lamala. It's again, we'll just take a very simplistic... We talk about the Rosh. It's the head. But the Keser is the crown, which obviously on the king is something that is surrounding the head. It's something that's above intellect, right? It's something that's super rational, something that cannot be grasped by the intellect. No matter how deep an idea it is, if it's a concept, I can do it. There's something called Keser, which is even higher than that. Sha'ayde shalze amru bizar kodesham shechach manafkas me'asar de'ikre kodesh ha'kodoshim. It comes from this place of kodesh kodoshim. Dehainu keser shalamala me'sfiris ha'chachma. From the higher level of that. V'kasher ha'odam medabik atzmo b'sfiris ha'keser shirotzen ha'elyon. There's no greater union, no greater yichud you could have than learning Hashem's Torah. The greatest thing we do is through learning. That's what Hashem said. The holy. Hainu she'asher tekablu es haTorah. When you're accepting Torah, tizkit is davik bechinas chochma hanikros kodesh k'muvu bezor kodesh. So you're getting the Torah, you're getting holiness. That's the same thing. Ki b'mishne Torah amar Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom levnei Yisrael re'ei lamadati eschem hayom chukim mishpatim u'shmartem asisem ki hi chochmos chem. This is your chochma. Uvinaschem le'eni ha'amim asher yishmaun es kol ha'chukim ha'eile v'amru rak am chacham v'navon ha'goy ha'gaza. So you see chacham over and over in your studies that the chacham is the chachma that we get through being mekabel of the Torah, because that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, and we connect it to our chachma, makes the yichud. Pirish ki koach ha'chachma shel ha'umas ha'olam, if they tell you the wisdom of the non-Jews, eino roy li'kari klal b'shem chachma, that's not called chachma at all. Ki eina ela chachma deklipa. It's a place, it's like a monkey. It's a monkey imitating a human being. Ve'ena ela sham shem mushal chachma. It's just a borrowed term because we need to use somewhere to describe it. Aval eschem b'nei Yisrael, but you, the b'nei Yisrael, lamadati chukim mishpatim shel haTorah hakadosh hashi chachmoschem. This is the real chachma. Binaschem, in the real bina. Le'eni ha'amim. Le'eni ha'amim haini neged koch ha'chachma deklipa shel ha'amim. What it means is to counterbalance their chachma. That's what we're called, the Chacham. Ki al yedei koach haTorah zoichem b'nei Yisrael hizdabek b'chachma. Ilo de ikrei kodesh lekadesh es v'chinas chachma shebenafsham. Okay, so then the Rebbe goes through. I'm going to read the whole thing inside, but he's not fond of any translations. Years ago, I asked once if I could put out in English like Torahs from Tosh Rebbe. They said no. They wouldn't do it. He told me there's a professor in Canada who asked the previous Rebbe. He said no. And I asked the current Rebbe Shlita. He said no. Twice I asked. When he sits on the chair, he won't speak English. He only speaks Yiddish, Russian Kodesh. But it's very much, he quotes this whole thing about the Rebbe goes off on people who translate like Zohar into English and stuff like that. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, not it's so interesting because in different, like, you know, you're like Breslov or like Chabad, you know, they translate into, like, you know, they want more languages, they want it out, the other, okay, different tzaddikim, different avodas. So they said no, they wouldn't let me. I had someone in Eretz Yisrael, I was transcribing and writing it up, and they had to stop because I thought it'd be a nice thing, a weekly parsha. They don't want it. So this is okay, but we can't go any further than this. So I'm going to skip the whole paragraph. You can look in there. He goes off on very, very strong things against translations. Now the next comes is Al Koponim, Nachzunis. Let's get back to our topic. Ki Kedushas Kol Kalmes HaAdam, the holiness of the whole structure of each one of us. Hein B'chinas HaMochin, Hein Sheva Midos, both our intellect and our emotions. HaKol Toi B'lim HaTorah HaKadosha. Everything depends on learning. L'chein Ata Acher She'avar Olav Chaga Shavuas HaKadosh. Now we just finished the Yom Tov this week. Yom Matan Torah Seinu Bo Kriyas Parsha Zu LaOr Es Lavavenu. So that's why we read Nosso most years, not always, but most years Nosso is always right after Shavuos. Nosso Es Rosh, lift us up. Shekol Adam Tzarech Lin Sias Romeim Es Lebichinas Amoichin Shibarosho. Each one of us has to uplift our intellect. LaHamig Daito with an amkus, with a depth of understanding, l'davig nafsha b'lima Torah kadosha, and to connect ourselves, our nefesh to learning. Shedaita tehei mekusheres tamid el Torah kadosha, which we always attach to it. Via baki bechadri haTorah, to be an expert in areas of Torah. Va'ayde ze yizke limshach bechinas hamochin al hamidos shebelev, and through doing that, because again, the way that we get. The whole point, let's just quickly remind ourselves, the whole point of the Parsha is the Shekhinah should be inside of each of our hearts. But the heart has to be properly prepared. The way that we properly prepare ourselves is through the intellect. And the way the intellect gets able to properly influence is through learning Torah. So at the end of the day, when you make the equation, you work step by step. If you want to have the Shekhinah in your heart, you have to learn Torah. Shehei hamoch shalit ahalev, because the intellect, the head rules over the heart. The yizkei letahir midosav shebelov, now it's going to purify our midos, v'harsh or hashchina agrosh blavavo. Okay, now it goes, the dot means we're going to go even further. Lechein, and therefore, me'ata yikavu kol echad al atzmo lavo, lechol hashi'urim kisidram bizman kavua. So now he's speaking to the Bnei Yeshiva. This is like the Torah is saying to the Bochrim. A person has to be mekabel themselves to come on time to every single shir and to every single seder. V'lo la'achir b'shum ofen, and not to come late for any reason. Ki shmiras hazman hu b'chinas yira. When a person keeps their schedule, this is the aspect of yira. Ki yira hi inyan tzimtzum. Yira always means to hold back and to restrict. Shemitzamtim atzmi, holds back oneself, el zman kavua, to make sure he's keeping the zmanim that are set up. Va'al b'china yira zu omran, that's what the Chazal said, im ein yira ein chochma. If you don't have this yira of being in control of yourself and cutting and holding yourself back to make sure you come on time, saying the chochma, you won't have the chochma satorah.
So how is this yira created by being kavua? Or is it being kavua?
Yira comes from a shorash of gevura. Right? Ahava comes from chesed, and yira comes from gevura. Gevura always means to restrain oneself, to hold back. Ezehu gibor, what's a gibor? A strong person. Gevura means to kovish his yisra, to hold back and not to expand. So yira means, in this case, I want to go get a coffee. And if I get the coffee now, I'm going to come 5 minutes late to my chavrusa. So then I hold myself back from that. I use yira, I use my gevura, and I don't do what I wanted to do in order to make sure I keep my obligations. That's how here the yira. And he's putting it with Pirkei Avos. Ki im ein yira, if you don't have this yira, then ein chachma, you won't have the chachma satara. Ki im ein la'adam yira zu, ef shalo likno satara hakadosha. It's impossible. I told you, this is heavy stuff. It's impossible to acquire Torah without it. De'ef shalo adam letzliach b'limen hatara, ela al yidei shemevatel atzma lezman leseder shehukvu. You have to be mevatel yourself to the zmanim. There's also a theme he talks about a lot, making sure a person goes to bed on time and to wake up on time. V'lo yisfate midivre hayetzer, not to become seduced by your yetzer hara. Asher mefatehu b'levo livlos es shaus halayla betirdo shonos b'dimyono shav, like wasting all the nighttime, searching. I don't know what he's not talking about, like on YouTube or anything like that. But he's talking about just the wasting your nighttime hours. Kimochein yakum bashmor saboikir bezmanku, to get up early at the time you set, not to hit the snooze button. V'afshir machmas ezesiba shlo yashin b'layla die litzarach lo, and even if for whatever reason that last night you didn't get the amount of sleep that you're planning, you were at a chasana, the baby woke up, whatever it was, im kol zeh, despite all that, yimsur nafsh l'kum b'zman kavua, you still get up at the exact same time every day. V'yilmod haTorah l'shmor sabot ba'amkus, and you learn with a tremendous depth in the morning. V'yigya atmo shlo lisham be'es halimun, and push yourself not to fall asleep while learning. Eliyamod al raglav, you just stand up. V'yilmod b'mesiris nefesh, and learn with a mesiris nefesh, with sacrifice. V'es hasheinish hachosru lo, when you missed up, okay, yashlim b'zman achir, you find a time to make it up, but not right now. Ki az b'shmor sabot is in the morning. Who ace rotzon godel lefoil b'shemayim koma shitzorech lo. This is a very auspicious hour. Kimuva b'zor kodesh harbe pamim shebechatzos halayla kodesh baruch hu ayo began eden lehishtasha im tzadikim ad or haboiker. Because Hashem is doing special things in Gan Eden with a tzadikim at this time. It's an ace rotzon godel lechein. Therefore, az hazman muchshar she'adam yasuk b'torah. So there's such a special time like this, we should be learning Torah. the kasher magia es tefillah. Now it comes, he's learning before the davening. Yamod lehispala bezman kavua, v'minyan kavua, v'machon kavua. Again, but he's so important about having a kavias, not be bouncing around from one place to another. So you have your time for davening, you have your minyan, you have your place where you daven. V'chein b'chol seder hayom mireisha v'ad gemira hakoye b'seder kavua. From the beginning of the day, there's actually, if you learned, we were talking about chovos ha'talmidim. You write the Rebbe, Paziyat Piazet, the Rebbe writes there, the person should really make an accounting of their day and write out like how long each job, each task is going to take, and then like stick to that. So this idea about having something that's kavu and you stay to that. Kasher yitzer yasmin lefon of ezit tirda vatels oso bimizman of hakavuim. Yitzer was going to try to get a person to something came up, it's so important last minute. Yod she'enze eladimyon v'hester. This is just your imagination. He's putting this in front of you in order to get you away from that chavrusa. When a person overcomes this, lishmor hazman, he keeps the zmanim, you realize afterwards, you realize afterwards, retroactively, that it was just an excuse, just a distraction. You know, as a high school teacher, every single kid wants to know, Rebbe, is this on the test? That's like the number one question. Is this on the test? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, I'll tell us what's going to be on the test and the questions we're going to be asked. Six questions. Kavata iti in the Torah. Did you set time for learning? Pirish. So he has a different, you know, a deeper explanation of what the Gemara is talking about. Kilo rak lemisha oseik b'masa b'matan sholin ashalet. Not just a businessman is going to be asked this question. Im kavas shi'ir l'liyam l'hatorah b'bokir over there. Did you go to a shi'ir in the morning or at night? Ela af lemisha torasim l'naso. Even a person who's sitting and learning in kolel full time, shon im kava itin, will be asked, what do you mean? Of course I was in kolel. I learned three siddur a day. That such a kolel, everyone's going to be asked, kavata itin l'torah. Pirish, what does that mean? Im lomad hatorah b'derech keva. Did you learn the Torah in a way of making it set, fixed, permanent, and established? Dehain, this means im hayalo seder kavua b'chol hayom l'chein donin esa adam al inyan ze b'techilas dino. This is the first thing the person's going to be judged on. Ki b'ze toli yisod kol hatzlachaso shal adam b'torah v'avoida. Everything in success in learning in avodas Hashem, right? Sefer is called avodas avoida. Serving Hashem is depending on keeping to our siddurim, keeping this man that we set up for ourselves, keeping our commitments. Ki im ein ha'adam malikol rega b'seder kavua, if it doesn't fill every moment with the seder kavua, ve'ein ha'shomer ha'zmanim shenikvu, and doesn't keep the zman that been set up, azai sholet alav ha'yetzer v'chol ma'asav, and the yetzer will just rule over them. In English, they have a phrase like that. Was it idle hands, the devil's...
Devil's
plaything, right? You know, you get all shom when you have too much free time. Hayom omer lo aseikach, l'machar aseikach, yetzer will do this today, and do this the following day, ki b'chol shah, then he go hayetzer le'inyan achir, because the yetzer hara is telling you what to do. V'chol rega mala b'moichel machshavos achiros ma'isim achirim ve'ein harim yochel lishlot al atzma. He can't rule over himself. Lishko me'azne seichon, to weigh in his mind mala sos mala lola, so what to do, what not to do. Kim she'ein lo zman kavu l'shum dover, because you don't have a set time for anything. Nimsa comes out she'ein ois shum dover b'shlemus. You won't do anything with complete with shlemus. Ve'ein apol tachlis ba'al mahadein. It will not fulfill your tachlis in this world. Okay, says if it doesn't. However, in contrast to this, a person who has a seder kavua, you'll succeed in ways that are above your natural caring. You'll have a special siyata d'shmai that you do these things. In 1 hour, more than you can expect to accomplish normally. The cave and shehu mesuder b'seder, since you have a set order, who sholeit b'zeh akol koach hazman v'teva, you rule over zman and teva. Kevin she'ein lekoach hateva shlita alav yochal hatzliach b'limudu lemal miderach hateva, you'll find to be wildly successful. You'll learn more in that hour than humanly possible. Ke'ein shomer chazal, like it says in Toras Kohanim, oichal kima v'hu mizbarach b'meiv, you'll eat a little bit and you'll be full from that. So normally a person eats a lot in two little bites, they're not full from that. But if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a special siyata d'shmaya, then he can give it to you. Eat a little bit, and you'll be satisfied. L'mal menateva. Ki the autumn kizeh, Zmanim is barich shematzliach lefoil b'sha achas harbe meod. You can accomplish one in 1 hour because you have that seder kavua. Yishlomish zeh hakavana b'mayimer chacham hayadua. Novio ma shlo yaseh haseichel yaseh hazman. What you can't do with your intellect, you can do in time. Pirush ki koch hazman, by keeping the zman, the time, hayne b'koch zeh sha'adam shomer zman of rogav. He guards his time. Yochlifo lasos afma shlo yuchel lasos al piseichel, which shouldn't be able to done with your intellect, miteva, your natural intellect. Kizmanu shel ish kizeh mizbarach lamala miderech hateva. So he says this is part of the hint of Sfiras Omer. V'yesh l'remez shezeh inyan mitzvah sasfira. Sha'al yidei yado, I'm sorry, onu makinim atzmenu liyom matan Torah. This is how we prepared ourselves. Ki inyan hasfira meramez. Teaching us you have to count the days of your life. Make an accounting. What do I do every day of my life? That's how you prepare for Matan Torah. You can acquire it. Right now, even after the Chag HaShavuos, aleinu lehamshich b'sfiras Hayamim Vashos. We should still keep counting our days. Lispor limnos kam yamim nishar lanu ad chodesh elo. Count how many days until the month of Elo comes. The kama ad Rosh Hashanah habolin latova.
As in, I count down until Elo, or
yeah. Today is now Yud Iyar, 110 days to Rosh Hashanah.
So it's like saying when we're done finish the Omer, counting up to Shavuos, we should start counting down to Elul.
Sorry. Getting back in mind, you're thinking, I have 110 days till I'm going to say Hamelech. 109 days until I'm going to say Hamelech. The person lives with that and thinks how they're using their time. Via Adam Cheshbon B'Seder Kavua, Al Kol Regav Regav Yanchav. You have a Seder for this. Shelo Yevatel Min HaSeder HaKavua B'Shum Ofen. Not to... Okay, let me skip a little bit. There's a lot to... Dude, look on the far left column. It says Lachain. Sorry, I'm on the. Okay. Lachain, Eshna, the Eshlish Levakish Mibanai Hakarim. So now I'm going to repeat it 2-3 times and make a request for my precious. He's talking to the Bachrim here. Na lo tishnu b'derech zeh. Don't change from this way that I'm telling you. V'lo seilchu b'derech. Don't try to do these like the ways of tzaddikim. This doesn't apply to you at all. Don't delude yourself. He's talking about certain tzaddikim didn't follow this. They were like didn't keep siddurim like this. They just everything that was lamal min, like the amshin of a rebbe. Right?
You're referring to something like Mishnah Yesharim, or are you saying like yon that like looking at tzaddikim and thinking that that's accomplishable?
Looking at tzaddikim and thinking that's my avoda also. I should be emulating this.
Mm.
Right?
How do you know? Is it?
He's saying, keep the siddurim, and that's your avoda. Sure. Don't try to like, you know. Oh, there's in Yiddish, especially, you say you can't jump higher than your head. Because when you jump, your head goes up also. don't delude yourself. This is what I'm asking. Don't look at these things. You need to make a seder not to try to do things the way the tzaddikim do. Hein ben yoni avoda, hein b'limud haTorah. Chmokhein etzem halimud tzarech lios b'seder kavua. Your learning should be this. Now this is very important. Sheyomud limud shir kavua. You should have a set thing you're learning. V'lo achnik milimud the limud. Not switch around from one topic to another. Omisugya l'sugya b'li seder. You know, I'll learn a little mukta today. And tomorrow I'll learn a little about korbanos. And you know, maybe I'll do tefillin the next day. And you're jumping from one topic to the nether. He says that's terrible. Ki b'derech zeh yishar l'hatzliach b'limud haTorah. You're jumping from one topic to the next without fully mastering it. You're never going to get anything. Elitzarech l'hizamek b'sugya achas. In one sugya, miktsoa achad zman aruch. For a long period of time. And not to stake on new thing before you chazer and do and review what you learned. Did you make this a set thing? Did you learn in a set way? Not jumping around from one topic to the next. You know, some people, unfortunately, they don't see any success in learning because they're always changing their topics. They don't pick one thing. This is the Masechta I'm learning, and this is, I did two blot in Bav Metzia. Okay, now I'm ready to start doing the Zvachin. It doesn't go that way. You got to pick one thing, and you review it, and you go slow, and you understand it, and you chazer it. Tosh Rebbe, when he was young, used to run for people to feher him on a sugya. That he would always want people to test him when he was a bacher to make sure that he understood the topic clearly, that level. A person finishes the topic before again yachter alav heta, review very well the al koponim lo yif chois milachsor al kol in arba paamim. So if you notice in the Gemara, the top lines Gemara in Rashi and Tosfos, there's always four lines. You see that in Rashi before you get to the actual Gemara? You see, I don't have Gemara in front of me, but that's the way it's printed. You always have four lines. So that's a hint. You have to do four chazaras on everything. But now he explains a different, a little bit deeper understanding why that number four is significant. Kemosh Amar Chazal, Chayav Adam Lashanos, Talmidav Arba Pam. You have to teach four times. Because before you've learned the topic four times, that's not called learning it. You haven't even learned it yet. You're still understanding it correctly the four times. It's not in your brain correctly. And aside from that, there's an additional depth to why you should be chazering four times. Again, there's obviously a Kabbalah inyan that each one of these corresponds to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vegam also neged arba koiches shebenefesh ha'odam. And also the four reviews, the four chazoras correspond to learning it the first time, like Moshe did, taught it four times, the four letters of Hashem's name, and also those four energies in our nefesh. Shehein haratzon, our will, machshav, our thoughts, dibur, our speech, maisin, our actions. Okay, he chazed everything seven times. In 1 year, he finished seven times kol hashas. Okay, so he finished shas seven times each year. This is not for people on our level. For us, we should think about this four times. So that's the main thing. So again, we started off with an idea about having the Shechina, and the way to get that is through the Moach, and the Moach's going to finish the heart, and the heart's going to do it, but it has to do with the Torah. And then the Rebbe gives a whole Musar Shmuz about what does it mean to learn Torah. We think about learning Torah. The avodah of learning Torah means you come on time. You don't skip a chavrusa. And when you are learning, you don't just the intensity of the learning is not just bouncing from one topic to another. It's learning with a kavias. So again, this is the whole sefer. One small more piece, but the idea is about taking a topic from the parsha, understanding what the inyan is, and then applying it. And thinking, well, what am I doing with it? That's why this is the best chassidish sefer, and this is the best moser sefer. It's the best of both worlds. Doing the last part. Va'al yidei limud haTorah b'derech zeh. When a person learns in this way, nizke l'hashoros or hashchina kadosh b'levav. Now it comes full circle. When you learn this way, that's how you get the shechina into your heart. Kasher, our notes we've explained, ki ayidi haTorah kadosha miskachim bechinas hamochin v'hamidos shebenefesh ha'adam. As we explained, this is mekadish our moach and our midos. Ad shenase kol kulo kisei merkava l'hashoros shechinasu yizborach b'kirbo. That's how you can have the shechina inside of each one of us. This only comes through learning Torah with yegia, with toil, with effort. By doing this, it humbles the physicality of a person. Therefore, when the chomer, the physical, becomes lessened, then the shechina can come in. Kikol avarav is Abdu Laor Hashem, Masha Enkin im Lomit HaTorah B'Ligi. If a person just learns superficially, Element Hasafa Lechut, just in a very external way, Harbe Lo Hechnia Klal Chumris Gufo, Shehe Kli Roy Lashvar Shechino. So it's not going to be a way to make this into a fitting vessel. As we said, you want to have a fine wine. You want the Or needs to have Kalim to go into. Kemaise Shehaya Be'ish Echad Shebo El HaBal Shem Tov. This guy asked the Baal Shem Tov, like, give me Moser, teach me what to do. Listen to this is raging. The Baal Shem Tov didn't say anything to him. El ikvo etzlo lemeshech shana tamim. He just kept him by, he stayed by the Baal Shem for a full year without doing any eitzes. There was no hadracha, nothing. Nothing for a full year. Ad shechnia bitul atzmo, until the guy was humbling himself. Once he humbled himself, it took a year. As heilo ha Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh derech avodoso yizborach l'chol yimei chayav. Then the Baal Shem Tov gave him a real derech in how to serve Hashem. Ki mikodem hutzruch ha'ish ha'hu l'hachnia es atzmo. Because first he had to humble himself and all of his evarim, his limbs. And once he humbled himself, hayakli mukhshar shetayr alav or hashchina kadosha. Then the shchina could come into this person's life. K'mochein similarly b'limud ha'torah. Iyashar shetayr kadosha toyr al ha'adam or hashchina kadosha ela inkein mishabid eleha kol evara v'gidav. So if we want the Torah to come into us, which is what Shavuos is all about, be mekabel the Torah. So now Rabbi is giving us. It's not easy. It's not light reading. It's a voida. But if you want to know, if we want to serve Hashem with panemius, then the Rebbe is teaching us what we have to do. This is a sampling. This is one parsha. But he has come out like this on every single week, and it's not an easy one. It's not just sit back and relax. But it's real. This is a voida Hashem. By the way, they told me that they didn't even print everything. Some of it was like too much fire. This already we can we're warned by the fire. We're challenged by this. But like some of this, they told me like some of the stuff was really harif. They couldn't even put into safer because of how much it was.